Yeah, this is a dictation for Ayat Khan. A-Y-A-T like Tom. Last name is Khan, K-H-A-N. Date of birth is 1-17-2014. Date of accident is 6-21-2025. And date of service is 8-21-2025. The patient presents with various issues as a result of an automobile accident that happened on 6-21-2025, where the patient was traveling as a passenger on the left side behind the driver, and the car was hit on the front right side. The impact has caused her mild to moderate headaches. They are almost gone now. Her only issue left is the pain in the right shoulder and the neck area. And that has been bothering her. It has not gone away. She has a difficult time lifting her arm beyond 90 degrees. And also poor strength in the right arm. Pain is from 3 to 5. ADLs are 4. The patient informs 80% relief in the pain. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 110 over 70. Pulse is 68. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 8-4-2025, dictation number 0805-013. The neurological examination, musculature examination, completely normal, except in the right upper part of the trapezius muscle, where there is some spasm is noticed at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. Almost two trigger points are noticed. In addition, the right shoulder has a range of motion of 90 degrees. And special testing is found positive. Hawking-Kennedy test, the speed test, anterior and posterior apprehension test are found positive. The motor power is slightly weaker. Neck examination is reveals that it's same as before. So is the middle back and the lower back examination. Musculature examination, I already described. Diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is to order an MRI without contrast to her right shoulder as well as to the cervical spine. And once the MRIs are available, a plan of care will be instituted. Other than that, the patient has not been provided any medication. The patient was requesting a home physical therapy that she cannot drive and she do not have a ride. I have approved the home physical therapy and she's okay to go to school. Thank you.